Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Reese. The full episode this week is behind the paywall, but here is a short preview for you to enjoy and to tempt you with the beautiful content that is on Patreon. This is the crazy bit. So what it's saying is, it's implying that party renovation is code for turning the Progressive Conservative Party in Canada into a US-style Republican Party.
What? What do you mean?
Well, think about it. The Progressive Conservative Party in Canada has traditionally been very progressive.
Well, yeah, it's in their name.
Would you say that about them now?
That the progressive...
Does the Conservative Party of today look like an American-style Republican Party or more like the Progressive Party of the past?
Oh, more like the Americans.
Exactly. Yeah. So what this is saying is...
Well, I mean, the PPC...
On a federal level.
The PPC is more like the Americans than the typical conservative. But I mean, they're leaning in that direction. I wouldn't say they're anywhere close to Americans.
I think that Stephen Harper was supposed to be the person who made...
Oh, yeah.
So he's the dividing line where before then, the Progressive Conservative Party was much more progressive,
right?
And historically has been very progressive, but has slowly become more
insane
in how they sound. But in in how they sound and act and things they talk about is much more in the realm of, you know, well, that's communism kind of stuff.
Right.
Looking after poor people, that's communism.
That's, yep.
Everyone should be a landlord. If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.